Welcome to Cleveland Browns Today. Nathan Zagura joined by my man Dustin Fox as we take a look ahead now to week two, and the Browns will tangle with the New Orleans Saints in the home opener at First Energy Stadium this Sunday. But before we get to the Saints and the problems that they're going to present in terms of matchups, let's go ahead and talk about what happened last Sunday. The Browns, obviously, a tough first half. They come out in the second half, get a lot of momentum, beat the Steelers 24-3 in that second half, ultimately lose. But take me inside the locker room as a player. How do you build off of what happened last Sunday and the dominance you showed in that half and have it carry over in week two?
Well, I think first and foremost, you got to be happy with the fact that they came out in the second half and didn't lay down and die. I mean, that's something that I think old Browns teams would have done. You know, they would have come out, you know, down 27-3, probably lost that game, you know, like by 35, 40 points. That's what the old Browns would do. This team did not. And I attribute a lot of that to Coach Mike Pettine and what he told these guys at halftime. I wasn't in there, but I'd imagine it was something to really motivate these guys. And obviously, the offense just kept grinding, and they didn't give up on the running game, which was obviously something that was huge because, again, going back to the old regimes, it would have probably given up on the running game. The running game is obviously the strength of this team, and they continued to fight. And obviously, you hope that you can build off of that this week.
Now you go from a Super Bowl champion quarterback in Ben Roethlisberger to a Super Bowl champion quarterback in Drew Brees this week. Guy has averaged over 5,000 yards and 40 touchdowns passing in the last four seasons. What kind of a matchup is this for this Browns defense?
He's fantastic. There's not much more you can say about Drew Brees. The guy's going to be a Hall of Famer. He's one of the all-time greats. Going into this game, you just know that you got to be on your P's and Q's defensively, and last week they weren't. Now, let's face it, the first half, the defensive backs, the secondary was not great. The tackling wasn't good. They've got to shore that up this week. They got to go back to the game plan, figure out what they're going to do. Obviously, Justin Gilbert has got to get better in the back end.
Yes, he certainly does. And obviously, when you have a team that can bring Jimmy Graham, Marcus Colston, Brandon Cooks, they've got Pierre Thomas out of the backfield.
Wait, you're not going to mention
a lot of weapons.
Canton's own Joe Morgan out there?
You didn't let me get there. I was going to say all speed right. On the outside and Kenny Stills and Canton's own Joe Morgan. So they have a lot of options. Drew Brees can pick apart a defense. This is a team right now that's got Joe Hayden, Buster Skrine, and four rookies left at the cornerback position after Aaron Berry was released yesterday. You've got Gilbert, you've got Dazier, you've got Robert Nelson, who actually played against Brandon Cooks in the Pac-12 when he was at Arizona State, and Kaywan Williams. So if you're limiting the reps of Gilbert, that means another rookie is going to be seeing increased reps this week. Who do you think that might be?
I saw Kaywan Williams in the game like, who's Kaywan Williams? He's on the team, and it's like all of a sudden he's in the game, you know, covering some of these studs for Pittsburgh. I expect maybe he'll play a little bit more this week. He obviously got in the game last week. He'd be a guy to keep an eye on. You know, Nelson's been here, been through camp, had a nice camp for the Browns. So one of these young kids maybe steps up.
Now, we talk about the problems that the Saints present as a passing attack. They can also run the football a little bit. They've got kind of a three-headed monster now with Mark Ingram, Kyrie Robinson, and Pierre Thomas. And people forget, the year that they won the Super Bowl, they're actually top six in the NFL as a rushing attack. Yeah. We saw a good game over 100 yards, a couple touchdowns, three of them actually out of their backs on the ground against Atlanta. What is this running game going to do against this Browns defense?
I don't know who's going to be the main guy, whether it's going to be Ingram. People have been saying for years that Mark Ingram's going to step up, and he just hasn't done that. For the Saints, Pierre Thomas had the most carries last week, only 13. I would expect to see a plethora of running backs this week. I just don't know who's going to be the guy.
And hopefully the Browns can control the line of scrimmage and limit the ground game, make the Saints one-dimensional. On the defensive side of the ball, Rob Ryan, the defensive coordinator for the Saints, spent some time here in Cleveland. We know it's an attacking style of defense. How do you think the Browns are going to be able to adapt to that style of defense to get the job done offensively?
You know what's funny about that defense is that's a top five defense from a season ago. Like, they were really good. They were awful against the Falcons this past week.
Yeah.
They had the most missed tackles they had all last season. You know, in the back end, Kenny Vaccaro, a guy who had a really nice year last year.
Great rookie season.
He missed like six tackles in this game. So that's maybe an area that they're going to try and work on, but maybe the Browns can try and exploit that. I believe the Falcons averaged almost 8 yards per play in this game. Set records. Matt Ryan was unbelievable in this game. Hopefully the Browns can continue to have that success like the Falcons did.
Hopefully they will, because you're going to have to put points on the board to compete with the Drew Brees team. You mentioned it, Matt Ryan, 448 yards passing. They ran for about 135 yards a carry on the ground. We hope to see the Browns continue that success this week. We'll be back tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Today to break down the individual matchups you need to look forward to on Sunday. For Dustin Fox, I'm Nathan Zagura, reminding you to keep it tuned here to ClevelandBrowns.com for all the latest Browns news and notes.